listening to KAYT 88.1 FM, Gina, Alexandria. 98.9 FM, Monroe, West Monroe. 92.5 FM, Shreveport, Greenwood. 100.1 FM, Lake Charles. And KQJO, 99.3 FM, St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church. And you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana. And their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
For decades, folks in central Louisiana have trusted the Trotter name and have always expected the best. That tradition lives on in the Trotter's Furniture Showroom. Two stories and 20,000 square feet of comfort and luxury from brands like Riverside, Craftmaster, Bassett, Bernhardt, Hooker, and Ultra Comfort Lift Chairs. Complemented by a complete line of appliances from KitchenAid, Wolf, and Sub-Zero.
Everything's better when you get it from Trotter's.
It all means the same.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It doesn't elevate me any higher, but it does say that I have the capacity and the leadership authority to share what thus says the Lord and not what Reverend Mathis said. But can I give you something humorous before I get parenthetically sound? There was a story of a dying man. This dying man said to his wife, "I'm about to die. But before I die, I would like to confess to you that I am not faithful to you as a husband. I have lots of women in my life. Please forgive me." The woman began crying. His wife cried, and she responded, "I knew it. And that's the reason why I'm pausing you." So, men, if you are not faithful to your wife, be careful what you eat. Now, that's only to men who are unfaithful to their wives. As we re-examine the 100th Psalm, this psalm this morning, I want to share is revealing something to us. I believe this morning the Lord is asking a question. And that question is deeply rooted in the form of what noise are you making. I'm reminded of a time when Jesus entered the temple and Jesus heard some strange noises in his house. And because he heard these strange noises in his house, he began to turn over the tables and push all these things out of the way because they were doing some strange and unusual thing in the Lord's house. And every now and then we take advantage of the Lord's house. We are not properly equipped to do what the Lord has asked us to do. And the Lord says, "I hear strange noises. And because I hear strange noises, I have the authority to knock over stuff and move stuff out of the way." When we enter into the Lord's house, not Reverend Mathis' house, not the chairman of the deacon board house, not the board of directors house, not any of stuff like that. We get so many things crisscrossed. It ain't mama's house. It ain't name on the post. The Lord says, "Upon this rock, I will build my church." And when we come into the Lord's house, we need to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. because this house belongs to him. When we come into the Lord's house, there should be something that you and I do to get ourselves ready to receive a word from the Lord. When we come into the Lord's house, there should be a shout of praise and salutation for what the Lord has done in our life this week. So many times we take for granted the Lord God who got us up this morning. So many times we take for granted what he has done for us in our life. So many times we take for granted our health and our strength. But when you come into the house of the Lord, you ought to come into the house of the Lord with a shout of praise because the Lord is good. For God's house is a holy house. And his house is to be honored. But what noise did you make when you entered into the house this morning? Did you thank him? Did you thank him for what he has blessed you with? As we examine the 100th Psalm, we can see contextually that the Lord is the object of the psalm. For God is omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent. God is almighty. God is everlasting, and he is also a sovereign God. He knows all, sees all, and is above all. He knows my concept and my heart's desire even before I do it. And when I think about the Lord and all of the things that I've done in life that have been messed up, the Lord says, you didn't come after me. I don't care how many times you've been in church. It was I that came after you. You were not a Christian because you desired to be one. I chose you. You did not choose me. And because I chose you, I knew something about you before you even got here. I knew the hairs on your head before you were even born. I knew everything that you would do in life before you even did it. I know your successes as well as your failures before you even got here. I know your faithfulness as well as your unfaithfulness. And because I am God, he says, he said, I am able to do exceedingly abundantly more than you could ask or even think. I am the God who can reign, rule, and abide over everything and do what no other person can do. That's the God that we serve today. He is a loving God, a compassionate God, but most of all, he is a forgiving God. And when I look at my lifestyle and all that I used to be, my soul looked back and wondered how I made it over. But if it had not been for the Lord who molded me and shaped me, if it had not been for the Lord who directed my path and ordered my footsteps, if it had not been for the Lord who made me the man that I am today, I stop and thank him. And that's why I can make a joyful noise. Nobody can praise the Lord the way I want to praise him. Nobody can shout to the Lord the way I shout, because my praise to the Lord is real. And if your praise is real, if your salutation is real, you should have and make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. As I begin to examine the very first word, it says make. And I stop right there.
All right. All right.
Because to make Antioch means to bring into existence. By forming, shaping, or altering. Nothing existed before God. For God is a self-existent one. When I think about God, I know nothing that I can rationalize concerning the greatness of my Lord, my God, and my King. But when I think about his power, when I think about who he is, there's nothing that can compare to him.
That's
There is nothing that is greater than him. Our Bible tells us that God says we are to serve the Lord. For he tells us that the Lord said, let there be, Walter. And when he said, let there be, stuff began to happen. By saying that, God changed or God altered what was non-existent. You know, non-existent has its authorization in God. So when God said, let there be, what was non-existent got its foundation. What kind of God is it that has the power to reign, to rule, and to bide over everything? What kind of God is it that we serve that can look into nothing and call it into existence? So the same God that said, let there be, is the same God who's reigning and ruling over each and every one of our lives. That's the God that we serve today. He is the God of victory, for nothing fails in his eyesight. Even though we think we're stumbling and falling, and even though we think we're not worthy enough, the Lord says, I'm still working it out. For all things work together for good. For the Lord even see my shortcoming, Walter. And even in my shortcoming, the Lord says, I'm working it out for your good. And that's why we're not to get disturbed over things that seem to be messy. We're not to be concerned about things that seem to be out of calibration. We are not to be concerned about what seems to be wrong. Lord said, I got this thing under control. For all things work together for good. And the Lord takes a little messy stuff, and he takes a little good stuff, and he put it all together, and he can make mess a blessing. God loves to make bad stuff good. He takes our stuff, which is bad, for all of us have a messy background. And he says, I can take your mess, I can put it together with my goodness, and I can give repentance, and I can make it good. Because the blood of Jesus cleansed us from our messy stuff. When we see what God has done, he is still working on our behalf. When we make a joyful noise unto the Lord, it causes a disturbance. And my brothers and sisters, a disturbance is defined as to interfere with or cause an alarm. When we are disturbed, let me go back. Because if we define what a noise is, a noise traditionally has been defined as a disturbance. And to disturb is defined as to interfere with or cause an alarm. Watch this. When we began to reconstruct that first part of the verse, the Holy Spirit revealed it this way. When we make a joyful noise, it causes a disturbance in heaven, which in turn sets off an alarm, which causes the Lord to stop and take notice of what we're doing. And when the Lord stops and takes notice of what's going on, he normally stands up. He doesn't have to stand up on your behalf. But he stands up because he said, you are my child. And it's like a father and a son relationship. When a father sees his son, he is proud of that son. He's happy with that son. Something has been working just like him. And when you have come into the house of the Lord and you set off an alarm, when you come into the house of the Lord and you make a joyful noise, you let the Lord know that I'm serving. Notice that I have a father in heaven. That I can magnify him. I have a father in heaven who I love. I have a father.